Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Devaney, and you're listening to Salty Combos. Welcome back. I don't even want to give any excuses, because we say it every time. I just
need to stop. And it's funny because we've uploaded, not even uploaded, but done like two.
We honestly...
You know what? No, the last one would have been a really good one.
To be fair, we have recorded...
Three times.
But it never made the cut. And then, like always, life got in the way. We need to do a better job at being consistent. Mm-hmm. We really, really do. Especially we know that.
Especially on our Facebook.
Yeah, I forget that
do
we have...
Do you get notifications? I got a notification the other day, like, hey,
you know what?
I haven't been active.
Like, probably every week or so, we get a notification mm-hmm. that we have a new viewer, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we've been getting new followers on our Instagram, mm-hmm. so thank you guys for showing us some love over there.
Oh, wow, I haven't even looked on the Instagram.
Yeah, we've been...
Devaney's basically in charge of Instagram, and I'm in charge of Facebook. So, yeah. But I know you get the notifications for Facebook, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
But thanks to the new views, like, yeah, for real, like, at least two a week, almost.
We really do.
If not one.
Thank you if you're giving us a listen.
Oh, show.
So what's been up with life? I've been really busy. A lot of family things, a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Work comes first to me right now. Celebrated a little bit. For a new opportunity that I received. Super, super thankful for that.
Heck yeah.
And we went out and... Did we go out and celebrate for that? Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, we...
I'm all you did.
Yeah, so we went out and celebrated. We celebrate our accomplishments in this friendship.
Whether it's my man getting a promotion and we go celebrate.
Yeah, we go celebrate for him. He was there.
I mean, yeah.
It doesn't matter. And
but we have turned a page. We are just like, it's fun to, you know, go out and do your thing and stuff, but it's just like, dang, coming back to reality and getting things done. And like, I feel like, I'm not saying that I wasn't with my kids like 100%, but it's like when it gets to Friday, I'm like, yes,
you were ready to go out.
Like yeah. And it shouldn't be like that. So
yeah,
these past 3 weeks have been like pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like we've been doing a lot of stuff.
Back into your routine. Right?
Yeah. Back into the routine. And we had a fun month, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not going to do that for a long time. Like, that was crazy.
It was getting a little hectic. Not saying, like, we're wild and we just run around, mm-hmm. no, but I don't know. Like, I think going out's a lot. Like, you get ready, mm-hmm. you go with your friends. It's, like, a big thing because you have to organize outfit for women, at least.
I mean, because personally, I don't wear the same outfit
twice. I don't either.
So, like,
not when we go
it
out.
Got expensive, not only to get ready and find something mm-hmm. for it, then you have to pay over there too, and Uber or
and
Lyft,
for
whatever.
Food, and it's like it's a whole thing.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I was in this mentality like, work hard, play hard, because mm-hmm. I really pride mm-hmm. myself on that, on working hard, but...
Yeah, and I think that was it, too, like, it was actually really stressful, because, like, during the week, I'm like, okay, I need to get this
that's
done
what it
and
was.
Get that done so I can play this weekend.
True, see, and that's what I was getting caught up in, too, it's just, like, that worked, driving me crazy, there's mm-hmm. a lot of stuff going on, so I need to have fun with you guys, like, let's mm-hmm. go do something. But me and Shannon are like, we can do other things besides, you
heck
know,
yeah.
being up to like, what, 1 a.m, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. we can go hiking,
mm-hmm.
we can go, I love going to the farmer's market. Ooh. All, like,
oh,
just...
You know what, I just seen that, now that you say that, they have it at Pioneer Park.
Do they? I've never been there.
I don't know, we should go. Like, I was like, dang.
Yeah,
that looks fun.
The one in Gilbert's really nice, and then the one in downtown Phoenix really nice. Actually,
see, we can do things like
that. Yeah, we can.
They have different festivals. Like, mm-hmm. see, I want to take the kids to, like, festivals like that.
I was going to say, I don't know if there will be any more festivals, but
oh,
we'll get into that later.
True. Yeah, that's true.
But as I've been going out and stuff, I really found a new love for Phoenix, like, downtown Phoenix. I did not like Phoenix. There was, like...
I don't like Phoenix.
Too much traffic. But, you know, like,
yeah.
hanging out with...
You
know,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. yeah. And, like, meeting his friends and just, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been cool.
That's what's up.
What about you? How's... Are you gonna sneeze?
Yeah, I need to
hold
sneeze.
It in.
I know.
I don't want your... What are they called? Oh, respiratory droplets on me.
We'll get into that later. I've just been, like I said, home with the kids and just, like doing what I gotta do for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I think that these past 3 weeks, I've been... So, like, I wanted to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna apply for these two jobs, and I decided not to just because I think I need to be here for my family. There's just, like, so many things going on, and if I'm capable to stay home while my man works, you know, and be that stay-at-home mom and help everybody out around me, like, I think that it's a better situation.
And how many people can say that? Like, that yeah. they've really got to be fully dedicated mm-hmm. to their kids. Like,
exactly.
Not a lot of, you know, people can say that. So, but that's a privilege.
You know what's crazy is, like, my mom would always get mad at me because I'd be like, oh, my gosh, they have this apprenticeship open. She's like, why? Like, just mm-hmm. stay home, you mm-hmm. know? Like, your husband says you should and, you know, whatever. But I'm like, I want to do something for myself.
Yeah.
You know, so I talked to Devney, like, I wanted to do piano lessons. Mm-hmm. I wanted to teach myself to play piano and maybe pick up a couple of classes, like, at SEC or something.
Yeah.
So, like, that's doing something for myself. And mm-hmm. I think, like, everything has always, like, pushed me to go to school. And I have this big motivation, like, to go, like... My mom went, you know, she literally changed our lives, you know, when mm-hmm. she went to school and we got yeah. to see different things. And I'm just like, that sounds so exciting, you yeah. know, so that's just what I'm doing. My kids, oh my gosh, it's spring break and my kids have just been home. I signed my son up for the Wolf, mm-hmm. like the activities over there, but he just wants to be home. And I'm yeah. just like, let him be home, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Let him spend time with you.
Yeah, we've just been... And I've gone to the movies, like, 3 times this month. That's really different for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go to the movies at all.
The movies is... You know how I feel about the movies.
Yeah.
I love the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
I'm just like... I always was like, no, let's wait till it comes out, and then we can watch it yeah. at home, and it's easier, you know? But... It takes away from going over there,
it's
getting
an experience.
Ready. Yeah, getting ready and maybe get dessert after or go eat after. You know, just like taking it back to that, because I think that that's where the laziness came in. But
yeah.
too, we were just like so freaking tired, you know?
Yeah. It's, we actually went to go see a movie called The Invisible Man. And it was so good. I would recommend that movie for sure.
I was telling Devaney that it was like, those of you that have seen Sleeping with the Enemy, it's like Sleeping with the Enemy takes on Hollow Man.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I thought you got it. That's why you were like, no. That's exactly what it was like to me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We
gotta watch those though.
Yeah, my mom told me about the movie because she went to go see it too, and she was like, you and Shayna need to go see that movie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that sounds like something we'd like.
Fun. Yeah, yeah, it was fun.
It was cool.
Oh, I went to go with Winston to go see The Gentlemen. That was really good.
No,
like, it was kind of...
Wait. We were supposed to see that.
No, I...
Oh, you said
you
the...
You should go. No, but
Was it The Gentleman or The Ladder? You said
The Lodge. I wanted us to go see.
I was like, no.
No, I said
no.
You
should go by yourself, and I'll go on a date.
Oh my god!
No,
gosh.
I don't take men to the movies. I don't let men take me. That's my thing.
No, we went to go see The Gentleman, and it was pretty good. Like, it was funny. It was just, it was long,
yeah.
but it was good.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go see The Lodge, like, so bad. I still want to, but with all this going on, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
So, you know, it's no, are you ready to move on?
I'm ready.
Or? Okay. Yeah. So, our topic for the day, it's all
coronavirus.
You.
Coronavirus. I think that everybody probably be like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. you guys too, type of thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was that person too, to be like, I don't even know. it's not even that bad, you know? Like, why is everybody taking all this damn toilet paper? I really, really do need toilet paper, and people are taking it just to stock up. Like, that's just,
you know? First, I'm just gonna say, like, American greed, that's, people are, go ahead. That's all I need to say.
So, we just kind of been, I've been hearing it, you know what's kind of, what kind of bugged me was, like, this morning I was listening to the radio, and I was thinking, like, dang, like, even the radio stations, when they talk about it, it's not really serious. It's a funny thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the memes are funny and, you know, whatever, whatever. But, like, dang, it's real when you go to the store and you see people getting things and just, like, their carts are full. Like, me, myself, or me and my man, we went to the store and we got, like, 2 full carts of stuff. Like, we and you know what, too, that I was thinking was, like, dang, the stuff we're getting are stuff that you should have in your home, that you should, you know, like, I was like, damn, I was taking a shower this morning and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't have no shampoo, you know? And I was like, oh, my gosh, I think I have to use body wash. You know, just that little panic. I was just like, I need to get to the store. Hopefully there's some left. Dude, there was Ugly brands left. Like,
okay, I went, because you called, I don't know. I talked to Shayna earlier when I was on lunch at work. And I went to the store, like, when was that? Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was still there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything. And
which
so,
which price did you go to?
The one on Gilbert and Baseline.
I'm all writing it down.
Gilbert and Baseline, and they had everything. Like,
dang.
So I thought people were being dramatic when they were, because this, okay, this conversation has come up so much at work for me, like, because of where I work.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they were being dramatic today when they're, you know, talking about the stores or whatever. And my coworker, his wife, I guess she went to Target today and everything was gone. Mm-hmm. Like, even Target.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, you can, Walmart, everyone goes to Walmart. So I wasn't that surprised when you were like, oh, everything's gone, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But I haven't seen it for myself. So I'm a little bit in, not, I don't know if disbelief's the right word. But I'm just like, it doesn't feel real yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that it just, like, if you follow the right social medias, I mean, meaning, like, the CDC, the actual, okay, because you know how, like, you know, nobody wants to hear Trump, nobody wants to hear it, but he's, but if you really think about it, like, he, I mean, duh, he's president, but, like, if the president has to sit down and announce an emergency, declares a national emergency, then it's real, because if, whether you like him as your president or not, the president is not, telling us, you know,
that's not my president, but it's the president.
You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, funny thing, so I was in Washington D.C. last week.
We sprayed her down. We didn't even spray her down, honestly.
So before I left, my family was making jokes at me, like, you need to wear a mask, you need to wear gloves, like, you need to do all this stuff. And I was just telling, I was like, chill out, like, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
And then going into the airport when I was leaving for D.C., it wasn't bad. Like, I didn't see anything super crazy. Just when we got on the plane, like, people were, you know, wiping down their, like, table trays and all that stuff with, what is that called? Like, Clorox wipes and stuff like that. So it wasn't super hectic, but coming back was worse.
An experience.
But yeah, but then you gotta, you have to think about the cultural differences and all that stuff
from
Phoenix to DC. Like, there's so much more, I don't know, like, ethnicities. There's a lot of diversity in DC. Mm-hmm. So I understand why people were taking it to the extreme. Like, I saw people wearing face masks, and when I got off the plane to, like, when I landed in Phoenix that night, there was this lady, like, no joke, fully dressed. Yeah, so, like, she had a mask, and then she had one of those, I don't know, what would you call it? Like, not a, would it be a smock, but, like, a plastic smock?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Like,
and then, and then she had gloves on her hands, and then she had the face mask.
Oh.
And she was just sitting there, and I was just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, no, did you see that meme, though? Like, when they're all done up like that, and they're, like, the 2020s new airport fashion. Oh, yeah, yeah, like yeah. That, and that girl's all wearing heels with it and the, everything.
Yeah, like, the thing that I think bothers me or makes me uncomfortable about all of this is I get it, like, it's funny when, mm-hmm. you know, because if you think people are being dramatic when they're walking around wearing face masks and they're doing all this stuff, the thing that's bothered me is, like, the Chinese and Asian businesses that are suffering because people don't want to, they don't want to have takeout, they don't want to do this and that. And you got to think about a lot of the families that are being, you know, like, affected by that.
Like, today at Walmart, there's, mm-hmm. like, at least 5 Asians that I've ran into. Mm-hmm. And, like, people, like, just looking around. And I was, okay, so, like, at first, I don't think anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, shoot, they're getting their stuff, too, you know?
Yeah.
But when you stood there, and Winston was getting something, but when I stood there, I was like, oh, shoot. I wonder if anybody is some way to them being, because of how they look. And they are. You know? And sure enough, yeah, like, some people literally move out of the way to avoid them. Like,
the ignorance is just at mm-hmm. all-time high. Like, I mean, when we were in D.C., we went and ate in Chinatown, and, mm-hmm. you know, like, I didn't notice it, but then again, I wasn't really paying attention because, yeah. to me, like, I'm, it's just, like, yeah, you don't think just, like that, mm-hmm. like, you know, exactly. But reading about it and then just, I don't know. It just makes me sad. And mm-hmm. it's just like, well, this is America, so what else do we expect? You know?
Yeah, true.
So,
I don't know. It's a lot. Like, you know, for real, like, I was seriously that person to be like, calm down. I didn't even, honestly, I think that it was this week I really sat down and looked up coronavirus. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been hearing it all this time. I heard about the toilet paper, you know, things like that, and I was like, it's not that bad, really, though, you know, until I went to the store, and I was like, there's really no toilet paper?
Like, it's not a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, now the paper towels are gone, too. Like, I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And then you look at the canned goods, you look at, everything's gone at the Res Mart here.
Why do you think people are scared. Stockpiling like that? Like, why, you know what I mean? Why? Do you think the stores are going to be closed in, like, a week and we're just going to be locked in our houses?
I think so.
Do you think there's going to be, like, a shortage of whatever you do?
I think that for myself, whether there's a virus or not, people are taking supply. And yeah. those are really, like, I really do need toilet paper.
Yeah.
And they're really taking it. So it gets you into that thing like, oh, I should get more because other people are going to be taking more. It, you know?
Yeah.
But as far as, like, what might happen, mm-hmm. like, in my opinion, I think that we need to be prepared for anything, mm-hmm. you know? And like I said before, a lot of the stuff that I got, I feel like you should have those things mm-hmm. in your home anyway. And yeah. I was thinking, I'm a dumbass for not having these things, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, and you know, like, I was telling Winston when we were driving away and I looked in the back of my car and I had all those groceries. I sent you that picture. Yeah. And I was like, I feel better that I have. And I'm not thinking about myself because I'll starve if I have to. But for my children, like,
yeah, you have.
They need yeah. to have, mm-hmm. if in case anything, mm-hmm. they need to make. I need to make sure that they have what they need, you know.
And yeah.
Remember, I told you about, like, oh my gosh, I have all these blankets and I wanted to get rid of them. Like, that's supply too, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that even for people that don't have blankets, here you go. You know what I mean,
or yeah.
whatever. Like, I just. You just have to, and I think that too, and my dad pointed this out, was like, you know, people get like really extra scared and know what they have to do, try to get mm-hmm. guns, things like that, because mm-hmm. that's what's being told too, is that people are getting guns and whatever. And I think it's these movies that have been put out and like.
That's the Hollywood influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I laugh at me all you want, I got my supply, and I'm yeah. better to be safe than sorry, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get being prepared and all that. The thing that just trips me out is how people are being greedy. Like,
oh, yeah.
People, who was I talking to? I don't remember, but they were saying that they knew someone who worked at Walmart or somebody, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That they had 2 big old things of hand sanitizer, and they were still in the box. And one guy came and he bought the whole thing. And there was, like, a bunch of hand sanitizer, but they couldn't stop him from buying all of it. So mm-hmm. everyone else that was waiting for it, they didn't get any. And that's awful.
And like, they sell it for, they've been selling it. Yeah. Like, I see it on the marketplace. You know, I got what I needed. Yeah. I felt like I looked at things and thought, okay. I mean, I guess one thing I really took was El Pato sauce. Like, okay, I shouldn't have grabbed that many, but, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
You know, especially, like, flour. I bought 2 things of flour. Yeah. I think I bought 2 of everything, probably, yeah. and I feel like that's okay, you know.
This guy at work was kind of smart. He was telling us to order everything online, because then you'll get...
I tried to, and really? It's all out of stock.
He said that if you place your order, that you'll get, like, the first batch of whatever's coming in. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, I have to go home and look at what I need. I have, like, Pine Sol, disinfectant wipes, all that stuff. I buy toilet paper in bulk just so I don't have to buy it, like, every month.
I think it's pretty, I mean, not pretty cool, but, like, you really only have to look out for yourself.
Yeah,
you
know I do. What I mean? My and mom's think, all, excuse me?
But, like, I have a full house.
Yeah, it's totally different.
I think that that's what freaks me out, you know, when it, and like I said, when it comes to, like, the real, like, let's say martial law has to kick in and stuff. Gosh, like, yeah, it sounds really scary, but I have my family, and I think that we're going to be okay. Like,
I mean, we were talking about earlier how I think our perspective might be different from somebody else's because we are from Salt River. Like, I feel like if anything... we'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, so the community has been sending out a lot of updates on, like, what to look for, like, what symptoms. And I know that if you work in the community, at least for Salt River anyway, like, if you're showing signs, if you don't feel good, they're encouraging you to stay home and all of that stuff. So I just feel like the community will take care of each other. That's my hope.
Right.
Is that if anything needs, if it needs to be taken there, that it'll all work out. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's exactly what I mean, I think so, of. Yeah.
So be prepared on your own, but then know that you kind of have that extra, you know, that extra support behind you. Exactly. So that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't come. You live in Mesa. Like, you got to.
Girl, first of all, you're not a resident.
You got to stay.
Yeah. They're like, you, no.
Yeah.
No, but no, I totally get it. And I just, like, I think that when I think of all this going on, my heart is where, like, what about those people that can't afford to stock up? Or they can't, kids that don't, they, like, okay, so, like, they're talking about schools being shut down, and we do know that universities are being shut down. We've seen that the NBA, you know, NCAA, the soccer, hockey, what else is there? Coachella.
Major League.
I got a notification baseball. That church is not going to be in session.
Disneyland
closes. Disneyland and Disney World close on March 15th. 420 is canceled.
Well, I don't know. For some of you guys, I don't know what you're going to do on that day. I don't know what you're going to do.
St. Patrick's Day is canceled.
The parade. For the Irish. Mm-hmm. Or in Ireland, I believe.
Yeah.
So, see.
And Devaney's birthday.
My birthday. We were in a meeting today, and I was like, guys, like, how do you think, like, what's everything gonna look like in a month?
Yeah.
And I was like, because my birthday is in April.
Girl, we don't care.
And Ryan was all, survive. Oh, wow. Like, that's what you're worried about.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just, and that's another thing, too.
Yeah.
It hasn't directly hurt me, or not, like, not hurt me. It hasn't affected me like that yet, because I don't watch baseball. I don't watch basketball. True. Like, I don't go to...
Well, when it came to the basketball thing, I was thinking...
But that's a big deal. That's a big deal, because, you know, they want their money. And, like, how flights are super cheap right now. Like,
are they really?
Yeah, so I was Googling, I think, from here to New York City... The last week of March is, like, $115 round trip. And I was like, fuck, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Yeah, like.
But that's where it's at.
It's just me. Like.
Well, you better stay open.
I was like, I've lived a good life, mom. Like, oh, I'm straight. Gosh. And she was like, stop it. You know?
Yeah.
But
It's just sad, like, the big outbreaks are in New York, California, and Washington. And I feel like California, like...
Washington State or, like, Washington, D.C.?
State.
Oh.
Okay. I wouldn't let you in my house if it was Washington, D.C., first of all. No, but, like, in California, I'm just scared that it's going to bleed this way. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I mean people, yeah. mainly. Because we're already packed.
Or let's go down south.
Yeah, for real. But I think of our people that way, too. Yeah. And, like...
You know, what else? Like, the people who are mainly at risk.
Right. Which is the elderly. I've read that people that are diabetic are at risk. Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
People with cancer.
You know, people with cancer. Children.
Yeah.
A lot of children, because they are some dirty children. You know, whether you can... Like, for real, kids probably... have so many viruses that we don't know of, but I mean, like, they get clean, obviously, but I think that they've obviously come in contact with a lot because they're so they have to put their hands on everything. That's what I think of, is like, for real. But you know what I was thinking about was, like, okay, so two of my kids go to ECEC and one goes to elementary in Mesa.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I feel very okay with my two going to ECEC because I know how clean they are over there.
Yeah.
They're very clean. It smells
like mad bleach.
Yeah. They are very clean. So I'm just like, I feel like they're in good hands mm-hmm. over there. But Mesa, like, I seriously want to keep my kid home. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, there's too many kids that go to that school and one of them probably has family and, you know what I mean? You know, it's just all over.
They've, Like Shannon was saying earlier, they've closed universities, and mm-hmm. I know SEC did too, or, like, they haven't closed, but for SEC, they're, I think they're transferring their classes, like, to all being done online or whatever, but I'm surprised they haven't closed the elementary schools mm-hmm. or the high schools, because for Mesa, like you said, like, mm-hmm. this is the week that everyone's on spring break, mostly, so,
yeah,
I don't know, it's just... And if you don't know even how the virus gets spread, it's like when you're in close proximity of somebody, right? Like within 6 feet. And so it gets transferred when someone sneezes or coughs. And that's what I said earlier, like respiratory particles. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So basically the stuff that flies out.
No, droplets.
Droplets.
Respiratory droplets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what it said. So,
what? And if you're, like, it's just the common cold, basically, you know, like sneezing, coughing, runny nose, shortness of breath.
Fever.
You know, fever.
Those are the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I was just thinking about Winston, like, the other, like, couple weeks ago when he was sick. And he was like, no, I need to get to work. And mm-hmm. I'm like, no, stay home, because then you're going to get everybody else sick, you know? And it's just, you know, you got to be in that mindset right now. Like, I'm sorry that you might miss out on, like, money or something like that, you know? But, like...
But that's hard. Like...
It is.
Where was it? I don't remember where it was, but they stopped, like, mortgage payments and rent. It's in a different country. I can't think of it right now. And they stopped, like, I think electric bills and stuff, because for people, like, think about...
That's awesome.
Like, I get paid every, you know, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. but other people, like, think about, like, people who are in the service industry.
Oh, right.
They live off the tips, so mm-hmm. if they're not going, like... How are they going to survive? That's scary. That's so scary.
No, okay, yeah. So that's the scary part of it, is, like, the money. Like, but what I think, too, is, like, is money going to matter in this?
I think it matters with your preparation.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, when it comes, let's say we're deep into this, like, what is the money going to...
I mean, I guess it won't matter.
Exactly. So that's why I think, like... I don't know. So I didn't know that, but that's really cool that they do that.
I can't remember which... I read that earlier, but yeah, they stopped. And that's awesome, right?
That's exactly, like, what I think of. I was thinking, like, Oh my gosh, I was like, I could not sleep last night because I'm thinking of all these things, like, oh my gosh, we can use this, we can do this, you know, but I think like, oh my gosh, I need to pay my truck, I need to pay, you know, different things like that, but I think I am so happy that I have a home here, you know, and like, I'm just thinking, like, I have a brother-in-law in Mesa, I thought about you, and I'm just like, these guys need to get over here, like, I seen my cousin, she was like, should everybody from Salt River should just go home, like, go to Salt River and just whatever, and I'm just like, that's a really good idea.
I know where I'm gonna be. Shayna was like, so what are you gonna do? Like, you could come here, like, you could go to your mom's.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna be somewhere else, like, I'm not gonna say where, because it's my special spot. But that's where I'm gonna be if stuff really pops off.
You're dumb, dude. That's so funny.
I am. Like, sorry, mom, but
when you're down the road. No, I just think of like, I was thinking about my dream that I had, kept telling you I want to see you. I want to talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and when all of this was going on, that's all I have in my head is the picture. So the picture of it is like me standing at my door and my mom rolls up real quick in her black Jeep and she like opens the door and she's like, here, and she's like handing us food. But when we're getting it, we're getting it like as if we're so hungry. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when she was done, she lifted up this thing and it had guns all in there. And I'm like, oh, shoot. You know, like, oh, she found. Yeah. But my thought was, oh, she found some. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, what are you doing with all that? Yeah. Like, you know,
it just felt normal.
Yeah. And I remember she signaled to my neighbors, like, to either, I don't know if it was to come here or just.
She's
like,
all telling them to stay away.
Yeah, she said, stay away. But, like, there was more to the story, but, like, that's just what I think of, and I'm just like, dang, I'm so fortunate to have these, they're ugly dreams, but, like.
Let's hope that doesn't come true.
Yeah,
but real. Shayna's dreams have always been right, which is scary.
It is scary. It really is scary, and I just, I don't share that with everybody, you know?
That's
like,
the gift, remember?
But it's the gift, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
But they just, when I have dreams like that, it's, like, it's gonna be a stressful day.
Yeah.
Like, for real. It's crazy.
That is, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. Believe it if you don't. I know, I've talked to people about it, and they're like, oh, really? Like, I feel like they don't believe me. They're all freak. But for real, though, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, again, the symptoms, just look out for that. Don't be a hero and try to.
Wash your hands.
Please. Oh, yeah. So, to prevent all of this going on, it's simple. Wash your hands.
At least 20 seconds.
For 20 seconds, don't just go in and out, like, really quick.
Is it true that if you sing happy birthday while you're... Yeah, that's true.
Happy birthday or twinkle, twinkle, little stars.
And not
ABCs.
Staying alive. Oh, that's for CPR, huh?
Oh, yeah. That
if you guys have seen The Office, I love that episode.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. It's just that, you know, don't touch your face, you know, when you have... here we go. Avoid touching eyes, nose, mouth when you have no washed hands. Please stay home if you are sick. If you do use hand sanitizer, make sure it is 60% alcohol and
rub until it's dry.
Yes.
You know, like, why isn't the soap sold out?
It is.
It is too?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was just hand sanitizer. I'm like, people, you can wash your hands like with soap and water.
Okay, wait. So hold up. So, like, the bar of soap that you use to wash your body.
Yeah.
Is that the same as like washing your hands? What soap? The bar of soap?
I would say you want, like, antibacterial soap. So, like, the Dial Gold.
It's just...
I mean, I would just...
antibacterial either.
I don't know if you should be using antibacterial on your whole body. Can you?
Oh, I guess not.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know. Leave it down below if you...
Yeah, let us know. Girl, you're stupid. Are you serious?
So,
So today, if those of you that didn't know, today, this afternoon, on Friday, It's gonna be uploaded today, right, though?
Yeah.
Right. Let's hope. The Stafford Act was put in place today, and this was basically the president declared a national emergency. And so we kind of looked this up. Devaney looked it up, probably knows a little bit more because you were reading it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I tried to write down as much as I could. But basically it's an... I don't know. Can you say it? Oh my gosh, I'm like trying to read all these notes. They're all scrunched together.
Basically, from what I remember, watch this be totally wrong. But it's just supposed to help federal funds, basically. So,
right.
And those funds are...
Like supplies,
yeah, support. Gonna help with supplies, personnel, and support. And I know FEMA, they're, like, working with FEMA and the World Health Organization.
HHS is the lead agency.
So, I mean...
Hospitals are to activate emergency preparedness plan. I think that we're just putting this in there because those of you that are still in that whole disbelief,
yeah,
this is real. It really is going on. And just because you don't know anybody that has it or you don't have it yourself, it really is serious to those people that do have it. You know, it really is real. So, I'm trying to think of what else.
I don't know. I mean, just take care of yourselves, guys. Wash your hands. Read. Pay attention to the news. Just do what you can. And, like, especially here in Salt River, the elderly, you know, that's really important mm-hmm. in our kids, but especially our elderly, you know, mm-hmm. that's something that I'm worried about. And people who aren't in great health, you know, they're at higher risks than us. So
diabetic. I just think mm-hmm. that when I seen that it was diabetes, like, I'm diabetic myself,
yeah.
and I just think, like, more than half of this res is diabetic
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's really scary.
I didn't think about that.
It's not even just us, Gila River, Teo, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. It's just, like, yeah, that just, like, really stuck out to me just because I am.
Mm-hmm.
But do what you have to do, you know, to feel safe and feel prepared. And, you know, I always think, like, I went to church growing up, and they always told us about your food supply. Always make sure you have supply for mm-hmm. anything that's to happen. And I think that whether you go to church or not, that's an important, it really is an important thing.
Yeah.
So just do what you have to do. Look for what, don't be greedy.
Yeah.
Because going out this week or today, I was just, like, looking at everybody's baskets, like, mm-hmm. ooh, what do you, like, need in your basket, you know?
Oh.
And I thought about, like, what do you need in your survival kit, you know? And, like, what do you, and automatically I'm just, like, I need flashlights. What do I need flashlights? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm just, like, it's just, like, it has all these questions in your head, like, is the electricity really going to be turned off?
Mm-hmm.
Are we not going to have, like, the Wi-Fi? Are we not going to have,
yeah.
you know, like, the materialistic
things.
Type things? Yeah. You know, is it really going to be like the movies, you know?
Yeah.
And what if, and I was telling Winston, I said, what if it's not, though? What if they don't turn the lights off? We do have running water. We do have this and that, but we're just without the, I don't know. You know what I mean? We don't know.
Yeah, I don't, I mean... That isn't even a picture in my mind.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it just isn't. They're doing what they can.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on it, and we just need to do our best to, like, take preventative measures. Mm-hmm. That's it. So,
yeah. You need to get to the store.
I do.
What is something that you really, like, are thinking of, though, like that's at your list, on your list right now?
Paper towels. Because you said that those are going. I only have, like, I want to say 3 rolls left.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm good on toilet paper. But maybe I should just buy one just because, mm-hmm. like, if someone else needs it.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that video on Facebook where, like, these, I think it's, like, 3 Stricter ladies fighting over toilet paper?
And didn't one of them get stabbed with a wine bottle? I saw that.
Shoot.
I didn't see that. Costco. See, people,
wow.
This is what happens. Like, people do not know how to, like, manage themselves, mm-hmm. and they just let all of this,
they're scared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fear, but still, like, geez.
Yeah.
You know?
This one was, like, they had, like, 8 things of toilet paper, and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it was like, she was like, I just want one. That's what she, and she had like 8 in her basket. Yeah. And I'm like, what's one, lady? Why not give it to her? That's, you know,
being greedy.
Give her 2.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Just be careful out there. It sounds scary. Actually, one of my friends wrote me, and I was showing her what we got, whatever, and she was like, just be careful out there. And like, that,
people have said that to me, and I'm like,
why? Wait, hold up, what?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that to you when you left. I was scared. But yeah.
Yeah.
So just, that was our little topic today. I think that it was a much needed topic.
I mean, it's what's happening right now. This is 2020. 2020 has been awful. Already. We lost Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, the weather was crazy today in Arizona. Like, it was hailing.
It was nice, though.
It was nice, but it was hectic.
I felt like...
It was flooded on Alma School.
Oh, was it? Oh, wow. Uh-huh. I just look at the... Okay, so, like, I was telling one time, I said, I just look at the weather, like, right now, mm-hmm. like, so cleansing. And just, like, I feel like... I don't know. It just felt like we were taking a shower. Mm-hmm. Salt River took a shower today.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
I don't know, I mean, it's just crazy times. So, like, take care of yourself.
Yeah, you know? Let us know your thoughts. We would really like to hear your thoughts.
Your emergency kit?
I didn't even have a first aid kit, and I went and got one today, too. Because really? I was just like, anything could happen. I fell today.
We both did.
We both
fell today.
I didn't even know you fell.
Not together, but separately.
Idiots. But, you know, just... Mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts, your prayers, whatever. We got you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Bye.